So first off, what does drinking responsibly mean? How much alcohol can a person drink before crossing that line? So basically, how much is too much?
That depends to a great extent on you as an individual. So the amount of alcohol, the number of drinks that you consume, is going to affect you differently depending upon whether you're a male or female, whether you regularly drink, because the more often you drink, the more your body becomes somewhat tolerant to alcohol and metabolizes it, and the rapidity with which you drink. So if you have 3 drinks in an hour, that's different than having 3 drinks over the course of a 5-hour night. So women generally, because of genetic factors and sometimes because of lower body weight, will tend to have a more profound effect of alcohol, the same amount of alcohol as men. If you don't drink very often, you're going to get more drunk than if you're someone who drinks more often. But unfortunately, those people who drink more often tend to then go beyond and drink more to get the effect, you know? Mm-hmm. So there is a line you cross, though, with your organs, with your digestive tract, with your pancreas. And there's a point at which people develop what's called alcohol poisoning, at which point they are very seriously ill, need to be hospitalized, and can even die of acute organ failure, like the liver or the pancreas. So there is no line. There are scientists that have studied how many, you know, drinks you can drink before you die. In fact, I was interviewed on Spike TV for some crazy show, The Man Show, I think it was called, Mansers, it was called, a million years ago. And they literally wanted to research how many beers it takes before a person dies, which is just ridiculous, you know. But the point is, when you hear about guys at parties who have had, you know, 15 or 20 beers, they're risking their lives. So there's a consensus in medicine that one drink a day, one alcoholic drink, which means an ounce of hard liquor or a beer or a decent-sized glass of wine, probably isn't dangerous or bad for you. And up to 2 drinks a day of those sizes are probably okay for a man. But more than that is unhealthy, and on any number of levels. Unhealthy for your digestive tract, for your brain, for your well-being, your emotional well-being. Because alcohol is really a central nervous system depressant, and when you describe it chemically, it depresses your central nervous system. Now, some people get activated by it, and they become the life of the party. But most people know that eventually, if you drink enough alcohol, it makes you sedated. It puts you to sleep. But it also can make you depressed. So if you're someone that's struggling with stress or even depression or anxiety, alcohol is often something people turn to unwind and help them cope with stress, but it's what I call maladaptive coping. Doesn't actually help you cope, it actually makes things worse. So if you're struggling with your mood or anxiety, depression, just stress, if you want to call it generic stress, you may find that alcohol makes you feel like you can relax and unwind, but over the long haul, if you're using it regularly, it's going to aggravate your problem, your depression, your stress, your anxiety. So, you know, look, I'm not here to say that nobody should ever drink. Drinking responsibly means knowing yourself, knowing how alcohol affects you, knowing a little bit about the science and current state of the art in terms of what we know about alcohol and how it affects you, and making sure you don't damage your body or somebody else's as a result of your alcohol use.
Thank you. It sounds like it's dangerous, you know, for the short term and the long term. Going back to alcohol, can you tell us, like, the amounts of alcohol consumption and, like, how they differ between, you know, like, hard liquor and beer and wine? How does, I guess, the content of the amount of liquor, like, differ?
The truth of the matter is all alcoholic beverages contain the same active ingredient. It's called ethanol. And the amount of ethanol varies. So it's lowest in wine. You know, it could be 4%, 6% ethanol in wine. In beer, it's a little bit higher than that. And in hard liquor, there's a huge variation. So as a rough guideline, we say that a beer, meaning a bottle or a can, is about equivalent to a 4-ounce glass of wine, is about equivalent to a shot of liquor, of hard liquor. And whether or not tequila makes some people sick, but whiskey doesn't, and vodka doesn't make you have a hangover, that's all just, you know, rumor and innuendo and people's personal experience. So you may find that a particular type of alcohol agrees with you better than another, but it's the ethanol that makes you drunk. It's the ethanol that's bad, that's bad for your liver and your pancreas. Something I didn't mention earlier that's important about how much an individual can drink has to do with whether you've eaten or not. And you guys already know that, right? If you drink on an empty stomach, you get drunk a lot faster and probably get sicker than if you've had a meal. It has to do with how fast you absorb the alcohol into your system.
Sounds like there's a lot of misconceptions about alcohol intake. So another question for you. What else is involved with responsible drinking? Should students have some sort of plan when they go out?
There's another part of planning to go out drinking. It's not just about whether how much you can drink without getting sick or how you're going to get home safely. It's what other decisions you might make while under the influence of alcohol that you never would have made with a clear mind. And some of the saddest stories I've heard as a doctor over the course of my career have been from people who never intended to do certain things, but once they were drinking, they no longer had their full faculties and their full judgment at their disposal, and they made decisions they never would have made if they'd been sober. So I don't want to vilify alcohol. It has a role in our society. It's historical. It's pleasurable. There is absolutely nothing wrong with a person who's of age having a glass of wine with dinner or a glass of champagne at an event or a beer watching a football game. The problem, as you and I both know it, is that college students are notorious for going to excess and then let the chips fall where they may. There's a lot of mess to clean up sometimes. The choice to not drink alcohol is actually a really good health decision. And you don't have to be on a sort of a moral pedestal to make that choice. So for anybody that ever notices that their body feels worse the next day, even when they drank moderately, if you have a kind of a queasy stomach or a headache or what people call a hangover, that's your body telling you something. That's your body telling you that alcohol is kind of a toxin and your body didn't like it, even though you might have had a good time while you were drinking it. So you should pay attention to those signals. And making a choice not to drink or to drink less is a healthy decision, and you're not a freak if you don't drink. You know, you're just somebody who's made a choice about what makes them feel good and what doesn't.
All right, thank you so much. To our listeners, have a good day, and remember to drink responsibly. I'm Jennifer Crane.